This is Radio Christian Voice News, your global link.
Pretoria High Court dismisses Lungu family appeal with costs. Governance expert says President Chilima's silence on Bill 7 in Pale, a sign on the need for more consensus. And Malawi votes for next president as cost of living bites. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Pretoria High Court has dismissed with costs the Lungu family's application for leave to appeal against an earlier ruling on the repatriation of former President Edgar Lungu's body. In its judgment, the court stated that there were no compelling reasons to grant the appeal, adding that the matter was highly fact-specific and unlikely to set a precedent for future cases. It further ruled that there was no justification for departing from the principle that courts should follow the outcome. The Lungu family had argued that the court failed to respect their wishes regarding the handling and burial of the late sixth Republican president's remains. Meanwhile, the Apostles' Council of Churches has stressed the need for the late sixth Republican President Edgar Lungu to be buried before the National Day of Prayer, Fasting, Repentance and Reconciliation on October 18, 2025. Apostles' Council of Churches Programs Manager Mwaona Zulu said it would be unfortunate for the nation to commemorate the day first declared by Mr. Lungu himself while his body remains unburied. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Reverend Zulu said the death of the former head of state should have been an opportunity to unite the nation. It would be a huge error not to bury the former head of state before that day, and it would be awkward to honor him while his body is still in the mortuary, said Reverend Zulu. He further expressed optimism that the matter would be resolved amicably between government and the Lungu family, including burial plans. Reverend Zulu stressed that by October 18, the former head of state must be laid to rest to preserve national unity and respect for the day he dedicated to prayer and reconciliation.
Let the National Day of Prayer Executive and the Declaration of Zambia as a Christian Nation Executive sit down with the government, listen to their query, what they have, then also go to the family, listen from the family. When they hear from both sides, then they are able to decide and also to advise both parties, then we'll have this issue pass. But it will be an error if we go to the National Day of Prayer and then our former president is still in the mortuary, the case is still in court. That will not be good for us.
Governance expert Wesley Mianda has commended President Hagainde Hichilema for his cautious approach on the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. Many stakeholders had expected the head of state to address the matter during his parliamentary address last week and provide a clear roadmap, especially following calls for the bill to be tabled before parliament. However, Mr. Mianda told RTV News in an interview that the president's silence on Bill 7 signaled his intention to allow more time for consensus building and wider consultations. The president's decision not to talk about Bill 7 during his address to parliament speaks volumes, said Mr. Mianda. He emphasized the need to respect the stance taken by President Hichilema, reminding stakeholders that no one has the authority to reverse the directive to hold the bill until broader consultations are concluded. Mr. Mianda advised stakeholders calling for the immediate return of Bill 7 to exercise patience and allow the president to determine the right time for it to be tabled in parliament.
Once the president issues marching orders, let's actually move on in that direction and ensure that we respect the man in authority. So as for the current situation, the president actually is allowing the public right to speak, they'll make suggestions, but at the end of the day, that will not force the president to actually rescind his decision of saying, no, let's bring back the Bill 7. He is waiting until everything is exhausted and the process has to be started from somewhere so that at least people's wishes are respected by ensuring that they respect Mr. Constitutional and all reforms.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has demolished an illegal structure that was being erected in the car park of Woodlands Shopping Mall without necessary council approvals. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the council has noted with concern that some developments are undertaken without following required procedures, contravening the Urban and Regional Planning Act No. 3 of 2015 and compromising public space orderliness and safety. Ms. Mwamba said that residents and developers are therefore urged to seek council clearance before starting construction projects to avoid investment losses and contribute to orderly development. The local authority also urges the public to exhibit cooperation in building a safe, organized and sustainable city for all, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She said that the council remains committed to ensuring all city construction projects are properly approved and will continue removing non-compliant structures.
Residents and developers are therefore urged to seek council clearance before starting construction projects to avoid investment losses and contribute to orderly development. The local authority urges the public to exhibit cooperation in building a safe, organized and sustainable city for all.
Infra News. Malawians are voting in presidential and parliamentary elections following a turbulent 5 years that have seen the economic crisis worsening in the Southern African nation. President Lazarus Chakwera is vying for a second term, his main rival being Peter Mutharika, who has previously been in office. In the cities, campaigning had been overshadowed by fuel shortages, which led to long and frustrating queues at petrol stations. The rising cost of living has also been a major concern of voters. Coming up shortly, Israel has committed genocide in Gaza, United Nations Commission of Inquiry says. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. A United Nations Commission of Inquiry says Israel has committed genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. A new report says there are reasonable grounds to conclude that 4 of the 5 genocidal acts defined under international law have been carried out since the start of the war with Hamas in 2023, killing members of a group, causing them serious bodily and mental harm, deliberately inflicting conditions calculated to destroy the group, and preventing births. It cites statements by Israeli leaders and the pattern of conduct by Israeli forces as evidence of genocidal intent.
Sports update.
The Zambia under-20 women's national team has left for Bujumbura ahead of Friday's second round 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifier against Burundi. Coach Charity Ntala has travelled with a 21-member squad for this assignment, with the team leaving aboard Ethiopian Airlines at 02 hours today. Zambia is chasing its debut FIFA World Cup appearance with the under-20 women, expected to draw inspiration from the Copa Queens and under-17 squads that have appeared at the world's biggest showpiece. The return leg will be held in Indola on September 27, with the winner over 2 legs advancing to the third round. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. The Pretoria High Court has dismissed with cause the Lungu family's application for leave to appeal against an earlier ruling on the repatriation of the former president's body. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for his cautious approach on Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. And Malawians are voting in presidential and parliamentary elections following a turbulent 5 years that has seen the economic crisis worsening in the Southern African nation. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and